Another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't mommy and daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 equals 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000, I'm gonna quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone had such a lovely summer, discovering a bunch of new artists during the break. Moni is so excited to be back, and all of our DJs are sincerely looking forward to starting up all of their shows, starting this week. Make sure to stay tuned for all of your favorite student, community, and faculty-led shows coming back onto the air throughout the week, only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Make sure to stay cool, have a lovely start to your semester, and keep it locked.
But I adore her. But I adore her. This world never happened.
Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the first Sour Girl of the new semester. I cannot believe I am back. I am so happy to be back in this station. As some of you may know, I was promoted to production director, so if you heard my voice on the air prior to my show starting, that was me telling you how we're back, and I am so overjoyed. I love my position, I love Woni, and, you know, it's time to get back into the groove of things, you know? So that was Botula by Poison the Well, one of my all-time favorite bands. They're just amazing. All of their albums are incredible. You should definitely check them out if you haven't before. Next up, we have a band that is honestly hilarious to me because they are called From First to Last. And the lead singer, if you could believe, is Skrillex. I didn't know this until recently, and I've actually been a fan of From First to Last for a while, so when I found that out, it made me laugh really hard. So if you like Skrillex, definitely check out his first band, From First to Last, which I'm going to be playing next. I'm going to be playing a song called Note to Self, and I hope you guys sincerely enjoy.
vibration makes me out of breath. We'll drive to the love that's in your eyes. I've seen the grand unravels like a thread.
Right. I hope you all enjoyed that song. That was the band The Fall of Troy with their song FCPSITSGEPGEPGEP. If you asked me what that stands for, I couldn't tell you, but boy, is that a tongue twister. Next up, before I introduce the next song we're playing, I just want to talk a little bit about this episode. I know I failed to mention that a few songs ago. So basically, my episode on Sour Girl today is all songs that I listen to over the break. Seasonally, I'll make a playlist, and this is all songs off of my Summer 26 playlist. So if you guys are interested in that, I hope you enjoyed what I listened to. I mean, you know, radio, you're tuning in, so I hope you do. Anyway, sorry for going on a little side tangent. Next up, we have a band called, interestingly enough, I Would Set Myself on Fire for You. So this band is relatively unknown. I think they only have like a couple thousand monthly listeners on Spotify. And if you try to research them, basically no information comes up about them, which is super tragic because I love them. I've been a fan of them for a few years. I found them when I was around like 15 through like Spotify Recommend, and I've been a fan ever since. They're interesting because they're like a post-hardcore band, but they have violin and strings incorporated into their music and a male and female singer, which is really cool to me. So this is their song Six. I hope you guys love it as much as I love this band. And please, if you enjoy this, support their music and listen to them because they're fantastic. Thank you.
good name is into the soil. With the shovel, with the trowel, he cast this crown, the mound of wet winter earth. A soul displayed for our troubles, neither stone nor flower, or burden the beholder with ornament. In the name of Sir Protest, you'll reap no greater harvest, but it's never for the profit of the crop, nor the grace of the garden that I this day come in. Gentle supposition, disappointment, I sow these seeds of my desire, yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed those last two. That last song was called Spilled Blood by Barbary. They're a pretty underground band. As far as I know, they only have one demo EP from 2023. So they're newer and pretty underground and most likely not active. I couldn't find much about them either, but I hope you like those two. Next up, we have one of my classics, one of my all-time favorites. I feel like I've played a few of their songs on the show now and talked about their influence on many other bands nowadays. I'm going to be playing a song by the Melvins. This is going to be the song Going Blind, which is actually, interestingly enough, a cover of a deep cut from Kiss, the prolific rock band from the 70s. So that's a really cool, neat fact about this song. I love Melvins. Buzz Osborne is a legend. I hope you guys enjoy the song as much as I do. I'm going to fade this one in now. Also, sorry I've sounded a little bit frazzled those last two times I spoke. First time on the air in a little bit. Gotta give me some slack.
We'll be right back. your past, trust on it and look your past,
right. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. That was Watch Out Vegas, I'm a Showstopper. Do you like how I emphasized the title? That was the group Her Words Kill. They're kind of popular online right now, and I really like them. I like how they mix like screaming parts with melodic parts. I really love bands that do that, clearly. That's what the whole episode's been. Over the summer, I obviously listened to a lot of screamo, post-hardcore, metalcore, some heavier things that are always on rotation for me. Definitely my favorite genre and what I gravitate towards playing most on the show. So I am really happy to get to show you some of my favorite groups on here. Next up, I want to have a little dedication to my parents. So first up, we got my mom's recommendation. My mom's so cool. I actually love her so much. She has influenced my music taste so much with all of her bands that I grew up listening to. And first up from her, we got the song Wicked Game by Him. If you know me, you know I love Him. I freaking love Villy Vallo. I have a big old crush on him. So I hope you guys really enjoy Wicked Game. This is a cover of the Chris Isaak song by the same name. So enjoy Villy's cover. Let me just preface this by saying you guys should have been singing along at the end when Billy's like, nobody, because it's so catchy. Like, how could you not jam out to Wicked Game? Literally one of the best songs in creation. Both versions, by the way. I'm sure there's a bunch of great covers, too, that aren't just hymns. Shout out again to my mom. Amazing pick. I love her music taste, and I love my dad's as well, who we're going to be playing next. The song that he picked is a song by the band called Minus. He told me the way he discovered this band is that he was downloading music on Napster, and instead of getting some like metal song, he ended up getting this song instead. And he told me then, like, after that he enjoyed it a lot. So fun little story about that. So this is the band Minus, and this is their song called Stranded. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Take me home and I'll sleep with you. Then what?
So that was a blend of both Deftones, as everyone knows and loves them as, and Sade, my little sister's favorite. Luna, if you're listening, I'm sorry I didn't play Sade's version. I just feel like Deftones fit the theme the slightest bit better, but I will be playing Sade for you soon. This is so sad, but I only have two songs left for you guys tonight. So far, I hope you've been enjoying the first Sour Girl episode back of the semester. I love doing this so much. I love coming on to hear, talking about my songs, playing the music that I like and that brings me joy. And I hope that it brings you guys joy too. Everyone who tunes in, you literally have all my love and thanks. I wouldn't be here without anyone tuning in, so I really appreciate everyone. Shout out to my family. You guys are the best. My mom and my dad. I played songs for you guys because you're so amazing. So for our second to last song, that's going to be my favorite band of all time, 18 Visions, with their song Love in Autumn. This is a deeper cut. This is the last song off of Vanity, my second favorite album by them. My first favorite is their like greatest hits album. And it's funny because it's like definitely not their greatest hits. So Love in Autumn, it clocks in at 13 minutes and 33 seconds, but the real song's only about like 4.5 minutes. So there's that. And then for our last song is going to be by a band I love. This is a new release by them, Interpol, with See Out Loud. So let me know what you guys think of that new track. I'm going to cue in Love in Autumn first. I might come on and talk. I might not. So if not, thank you everybody for listening in. Much love, and I will be back here next Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m., as always. So, enjoy! So that was a little snippet of the song See Out Loud by Interpol. Again, I really love Interpol. I really got into this band this year with their album Turn on the Bright Lights. My mom's always been a big fan, so I've heard them before, but I seriously got into them like myself this year. So they should be putting out a new album soon, which is pretty excited. I'm pretty hyped. That's one of the singles they just released, so I hope y'all enjoyed that. Next week, we will come back on here with one of my amazing themes. I haven't picked it out yet, so stay tuned for that. I'll be updating you all shortly. Again, thank you for tuning in, and I will see you all back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. Keep it locked.
It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
It's those troubadours of traffic drama, Vince and Larry.
On the road again. You don't buckle up, you're on the road again. Right through the windshield and across the median. Buckle up or you're on the road again.